There will be no expansion of Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance. Last night, the city council voted down a proposal to add sexual preference, marital status, and gender identity as protected classes. The vote was 6-5. It's a major blow to LGBT rights advocates and a victory for those who saw the move as part of a war against religious freedom. The meeting itself was contentious and lasted well into the night. In a moment, we'll hear about the debate inside the council chamber, but we begin our coverage in the courtyard of Government Center, where opponents of the ordinance held a rally before the council met. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
About 200 people attended the rally, which at times resembled a church service.
I pray for somebody tonight in the LGBT community, God. I pray, God, that you would save them, God.
Carrying signs that read, "Vote No," and chanting, "Don't do it, Charlotte," the crowd heard several preachers, such as Reverend Gabriel Rogers of Kingdom Christian Church, speak out against the ordinance and the LGBT lifestyle.
I do not stand advocating beating a homosexual up. Tonight, I stand advocating standing on the truth of God's word, which simply reminds us that a man is a man and a woman is a woman.
That statement did not go over well with Diane Dawson Garrett, a supporter of the ordinance, or LGBT member Carl Hanner.
I am a Christian, and to hear that minister use Christianity is amazing to me. This is not what the God of my understanding would do.
I think the Christian right has gone a little crazy. It's about time that we tell American Christians, stop hating. It's gone too far.
But Jeanette Wilson, a mother of seven, was unapologetic in her criticism of LGBT people and the ordinance. She said the revision that would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice put children at risk of being molested.
I don't want to expose myself or my children to these perverse conditions. There is an element of safety implied in the little picture of the man on one door and the little picture of the woman on the other door.
Heterosexuals who are pedophiles.
Standing at the back of the rally, an LGBT group holding gay pride rainbow flags at times disrupted the speeches with shouts and chants.
I'm tired of living in shame because you people don't understand.
Or else what?
I have no obligation to listen to him speak.
To quiet the occasional outburst, Dr. Leon Threet of CFA Ministries encouraged the crowd to love those who are different. But Threet, an African American, also let it be known that he resents LGBT advocates equating their struggles with the civil rights movement.
I don't see anyone from LGBT being asked to travel in the back of a bus. But it happened in 1960, so don't try to jump on the wagon with an illegitimate cause. This is a moral matter, not a civil rights matter.
The rally ended with both sides being far apart, but meeting at the stage to shout each other down.
He can set you free. Jesus can set you free.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.
And I'm Tom Bullock. After the usual prayer and Pledge of Allegiance, the city council debate started with some clarification. City Attorney Bob Hageman laid out what the ordinance would do.
So the proposal before the council tonight would add marital status, familial status, sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression as protected characteristics to the passenger vehicle for hire ordinance, as well as the commercial non-discrimination ordinance.
Thus, making it illegal for taxi drivers, restaurants, or any business to decline service to LGBT customers. But Hageman went further, stating indecent exposure or predatory actions on women or children are and still would be against the law. And he brought up case law, which, he said, shows the proposed changes were not tantamount to religious discrimination.
As a matter of constitutional law, courts have not recognized the right of an individual based on their religious beliefs, no matter how closely held, to demand an exception from a law of general applicability.
Mr. Hageman, that is the most convoluted bunch of poppycock I have ever heard in my entire life.
Philip Benham was the first member of the public to speak to the council. The minister quoted Leviticus in his opposition to the proposed law.
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. This is the word of God, man.
102 other speakers would follow. Some spoke of gender and anatomy. Sam Spencer supported the measure.
The sex you're assigned at birth may be between your legs, but gender is between your ears.
Jeremiah Godey was against it.
Because when God created us, he created us male and female. He does not make mistakes.
Others spoke of fear and their children's safety. Angela Keene spoke against the measure.
I've got a 7 and a 9-year-old little girl. You know, I just wouldn't feel safe sending them to the bathroom, like if I'm at a restaurant.
Barbara Green spoke of sitting at the hospital bedside of her transgender teen after a suicide attempt.
At the time, she felt she didn't fit in and that there was something wrong with her. The bullying and ostracism was too much to handle.
Members of both sides quoted scripture, talked of discrimination, and said they, not their opponents, represented the majority. And both sides asked the council to do the right thing. In the end, it all came down to bathrooms. The measure would have allowed transgendered people to use the bathrooms or locker rooms of their choice. That changed almost as soon as the council started their debate.
I move to adopt the proposed ordinance as drafted as an amendment.
Councilwoman Vi Lyle's amendment removed the bathroom language from the bill. Her amendment passed. After that, there wasn't much real debate. The council members still spoke, but more to explain why they would vote either for or against the bill. When Mayor Dan Clodfelter called for a vote.
Those in favor of the main motion as amended, please raise your hands.
Council members Patsy Kinsey, Al Austin, David Howard, Claire Fallon, and Vi Lyles raised their hands.
Those opposed.
Michael Barnes, John Autry, Kenny Smith, Ed Driggs, Greg Phipps, and LaWanna Mayfield, the only openly gay member of the council. Mayfield said the amendment striking down the bathroom provisions sealed her vote.
I will not and I cannot support an amendment that does not protect all of our citizens.
The proceedings took almost 6 hours. After the vote, there were no sighs or cheers from either side. They just filed out of the chamber. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.